Doctors, nurses, and patients of the Lovejoy Surgery Center, this is not a good morning. It is not a good morning to take the life of unborn children. It is not a good morning to murder the most innocent of all of humanity. It is not a good morning to trample upon the law of God. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, in God's holy word, it says, "Thou shalt not murder." This word, originally given to Moses on Mount Sinai, written by the finger of God on the two tablets, says, "Thou shalt not murder." This is not a good morning to take the life of children. Some of you know that in London, in the name of jihad, in London, in the name of Islam, two men took the life of a British soldier. One of those men stood before a camera holding up his bloody hands. The London jihadist held up his bloody hands. He held up a meat cleaver. He held up a butcher knife. And he justified the murder of a British soldier in the name of jihad, in the name of Islam, in the name of Muhammad, who had bloody hands some 1,300 years before him. Doctors of the Lovejoy Surgery Center, nurses of the Lovejoy Surgery Center, you are no different than the man on the evening news yesterday. You are no different than the man justifying the murder of a British soldier, than a man holding up his bloody hands and his bloody knife on a street in London. That man justified the murder of a British soldier in the name of jihad. That man violated the law of God, "Thou shalt not murder," because the unholy Quran commanded him to do so in Surah 9:5. That man violated the holy command of God, "Thou shalt not murder," because the Quran taught him to do so. Today, inside of the Lovejoy Surgery Center, you violate the holy command of God. You violate God's command, "Thou shalt not murder." You don't do it in the name of jihad. You don't do it in the name of the Quran or Islam or Muhammad, but you justify murder nevertheless in the name of Roe versus Wade. Every day in the Lovejoy Surgery Center, you stand up and take the life of unborn children, justifying your murder in the name of Roe versus Wade. This murder is no different than the murder of the London jihadist. This murder you commit today in your abortion clinic is no different than that of the man on the streets of London. He who was so proud to hold up his meat cleaver, he who was so proud to hold up his butcher's knife, he who was so proud to hold up his bloody hands. You today hide in this building. You today hide behind these mirrored windows and doors. You are not proud of your butchery. You are not proud of the atrocities that you commit. Nevertheless, you are no different than that man who stood in the streets of London, the man who hacked and butchered a British soldier, justifying it in the name of jihad. They then took his body and they dumped it in the street. They then gathered around people holding up their cameras, claiming that this murder was necessary, that this murder was lawful, that this murder was good and right because the Quran gave them permission to do so. Today in the Lovejoy Center, you're just as guilty of murder as the London jihadist. Your hands are covered with the blood of innocence, just as the London jihadists. You justify your murder based upon Roe versus Wade. You justify your murder based upon the lie of choice, a woman's choice. Only it's not a woman's choice that's at stake, it's a child's life. You justify your murder by calling a baby a fetus and dehumanizing a human child. Fetus is simply sleight of hand. It is abortion doctor sleight of hand. For fetus, as you well know, is simply Latin for baby. And yet inside of this abortion clinic, you justify violating God's holy law, thou shalt not murder, with lies. Like it's a fetus that can be terminated. You justify the murder of children with a lie that it's tissue, not a child, that you're destroying tissue. If you destroy the tissue in a mother's womb, you have murdered the mother's child. You have murdered a little baby boy, a little baby girl with blue eyes or green eyes or brown eyes. A little baby boy or girl who would have one day reached up his or her arms and said, "Mommy." Today, inside the Lovejoy Surgery Center, your hands are covered with blood. And you're no different than the London jihadist. You're no different than those who murder in the name of Allah. You're no different than those who murder in the name of the Quran. You're no different than those who murder in the name of Surah 9-5. You're no different than those who call themselves jihadis and murder to advance the faith and religion of Islam. You are advancing your humanism. You are advancing your godlessness. You are advancing the religion of self and self-love. As you sacrifice children on the altar of self-love and convenience, because the children's lives you're taking today are not convenient. The children's lives you're taking today, you're taking because the children aren't wanted. I call you today to repent of your murder. I call you today to repent of your violation of the law of God. Your sleight of hand will not justify you. Your sleight of hand will not justify you in the day of judgment. Calling a child a choice will not protect you from the due penalty of your sin on the day of judgment. Calling a child a fetus will not make you any less guilty of murdering children today in the Lovejoy Surgery Center. Calling a child tissue will not make you any less guilty on the day of judgment, when every man and every woman will stand before God and give an account. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed to man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Every man and woman will stand before God and give an account. You today, who justify the murder of children in the name of Roe versus Wade, are just as guilty as the London jihadist. Your hands are just as bloody, and your instruments of death are just as wicked as that butcher's knife, as that machete, and as that meat cleaver. I call you today to repent. Repent of this evil. Repent of taking the life of unborn children. Repent of your justification of murder. Dear friends, Thou shalt not murder. You doctors and nurses, you stand before God as murderers, just like Kermit Gosnell stood before a court and was declared a murderer. You will be declared murderers in the courtroom of God. There may one day yet come a time where you stand before a courtroom on this earth and are declared murderers. I pray it is so. But be certain of this, whether you stand in a courtroom on earth, whether a judge here on this earth condemns you as murderers or not, there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven who has already condemned you. You are already under the wrath of God. You are already murderers. But friends, hear me today. I have not come to condemn you. I have not come to judge you. I have come to warn you of condemnation. I have come to warn you of certain judgment and to call you to turn from this path of destruction, to turn from this evil, to turn from murder of unborn children, and to choose life today. You ladies that are in this building right now with a little baby in your womb, stand up. Come forth from this murderous institution. Spare your child. Choose life today. It's not too late. Choose life. Hear me today. If it is too late, if you have already taken the life of your child, I counsel you to repent. I counsel you to see this act as God sees it, as an act of murder, and to call out to God for His forgiveness. Call out to God for His mercies. His mercies are new every morning. I counsel you today to look unto Jesus. As John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes upon Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friends, look to Jesus Christ today, that you might not perish in your sins, that you might not die as murderers and be judged before God as murderers. Look unto Jesus Christ in repentance and in faith, and thou shalt not perish, meaning go to hell. Thou shalt not go to hell, which is what our sins, yours and mine. Yes, I too am a sinner deserving the judgment of God. And yet by God's grace, through faith, in Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven as I have been forgiven. Turn from your sin today. Turn from this wickedness today. You doctors, you nurses, whose hands are covered with the blood of innocent children, you doctors and nurses who are far more guilty than the London jihadist, for you have murdered many more. And you have murdered the most innocent of humanity. I counsel you today, repent. Turn from this evil. Look unto Jesus Christ and be saved. Do not continue on this path of destruction. Do not continue to be terrorists against the unborn. Do not continue to be terrorists against mothers. You today have chosen to be terrorists of the womb, terrorists who take the life of precious unborn children.